Welcome to the Compliance Perspective Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletop from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics. I'm joined today from Minneapolis by Jenny O'Brien. Jenny is the Chief Compliance Officer of United Healthcare and a member of the SCCE-HCCA Board. Jenny, thank you for joining us today.
Happy to be here and thanks for asking.
Oh, our pleasure. So we're going to talk today about what's becoming a bit of a vexing issue for the compliance profession. Anyone reading the news about compliance today periodically sees a headline about a compliance officer arrested, convicted, fined, and then you dig deep and see that, in fact, this person who was labeled a compliance officer really isn't a compliance officer the way most of us who work in legal and regulatory compliance see that. They've just somehow had the title. It's a big problem, and it's not one that's limited just to a few organizations. It's a fairly common one. Jenny, you found you had that problem at United Healthcare, correct?
Yes, we do. It is a common problem across the industry.
And then, and that definitely can cause problems for any compliance program with people not knowing what compliance really is. I mean, I think you found the fact that because of that, people would say they talked to compliance, but they really hadn't, correct?
Yes. When I came in here and was new to the program, the first thing you want to do is see who's on the compliance team. And so I had the HR folks run a census of who's on the team. And the number that came up was about 800. And I knew I didn't have 800 on the team. I might have about 75 or 80. So right away, you start thinking, how are we being confusing out to our business? And how are we actually confusing to each other of who really is doing the capital C compliance and then the small C compliance within the business units?
And so once you have that long list of names, what was the best way to identify who really was on your team versus not?
Well, then you look at job codes, right? And that doesn't get you any farther. So you keep unpeeling the onion. I had my own census of who was on, I would call it the capital C, the compliance team, the independent team that supports the business. And so we really had to go business by business because even our job codes weren't linked correctly. And you have to look internally too. We weren't even consistent with how we were naming positions within our team. So I first started within our team and getting some consistency across our categories and how we name employees before we went and challenged other areas to do the same. Really get our business in order first before we started, talking to others and challenging them on how they were doing things.
So once you have that in place, obviously, you wanted to make sure that anyone who had the title compliance really was compliant. And then, but that obviously was going to have a big impact on others whose titles would need to be changed. How did you go about making that transition?
So I'll admit I wasn't very successful at first. And also when you're new in a role, you have to pick out what are the things that that you need to accomplish to begin with. So I did get my team cleaned up first, and I'll say it was both compliance and an audit title because we have an internal audit department, and that was also causing confusion of who was doing auditing in the organization. And so I had to let it go. I pursued it for a bit, met with HR, and there wasn't a lot of interest, and they didn't quite understand the significance. And I wasn't telling the story in a way that there was a big value proposition for the organization. So I had to let it go until the right time came up to pursue it again. And that did happen probably about 8 months later. And at that time, then I seized that opportunity and moved forward.
So you mentioned you work with HR. Were there other departments or were they really the key partner that you needed to make this happen?
Well, it was HR first, because if we didn't have their buy-in, because it involved actually changing job titles and job codes, but it did involve the business owners of each area. So some of the areas that we had the most opportunities in were our clinical operations area and then also our operations area, and we have a pharmacy area where there are a lot of people that had the title compliance in it, which as a compliance officer, it's a good thing because that means the business is focused and has people doing business monitoring. So it's what we want, but at the same time, the way they're titled and the work that we were doing, we have to make sure it aligns right and that the compliance program then overlays that, the work. So it was a lot of relationships with business owners. That's another reason I had to wait for a bit to have credibility, that if I come to them and ask them to support me in having some of their employees change titles, I had their backing as well. So that's another reason you can't jump into this too quickly. There's a lot of key partners. So I would say HR, then the business owners, then you have the employees themselves. They like the name of compliance in their title and are very proud of it. And so we had to have different discussions of, you know, what would be the appropriate title for them to have, and why it's important to have that distinction between the two businesses, the two departments. A lot of communication, a lot of relationship building, and a lot of delivering a message of the value proposition for it and the importance to them as a business of why they should support this change as well.
So it's, you know, it sounds like, you know, you did a lot of work to sort of lay the groundwork to make this happen. Was there any areas of resistance that you found, you know, aside from people not liking having their title changed or business unit owners, you know, having to get them on board and see the value of it? Were there any other surprises that popped up?
You know, I think the biggest surprise was how much the employees themselves that had these titles worked hard to not relinquish it. And as I said a little bit earlier, that's where it was very important to move slowly, to move faster, because they are some of our biggest champions in the business. And so I was surprised at how tight they wanted to hold on to it, so that I had to come with a solution of what would be another title that would match that would give them that pride or that clarity of you know, their role in the business of operational excellence, because that's what it's about. They were the ones that were in there looking to prevent, detect, correct issues within the business to get to an operational excellence. So that's a great mindset and mentality that you don't want to disrupt. And so it was balancing of, it's a yes and, yes, that's important things, and let's title it appropriately so that it's clear what your role is, and then it's also clear what the true compliance role is. And to be honest, Adam, some of these people actually are on the compliance team now. As openings came up, they became some of our best recruits, that they truly did want to be more in that oversight compliance function rather in that business role. So in the end, it ended up being a pretty good pipeline for some succession planning of getting some really good talent that moved from the business into the compliance role. Just like we're a great pipeline in compliance, that some of our compliance folks decide they'd rather be in that business role. So that was, you know, I told you a challenge. And then the upside of that was some of those folks actually are some of our best performers on our compliance team now.
It's like living proof that every challenge is its opportunity. That's great. What were some of the other titles that you came up with that were able to, you know, help support, differentiate them versus compliance, but, you know, live up to this whole great commitment that they had?
Yeah, well, first of all, what tips this for us, and the pre-work I did where I said I was not successful and failed and not able to move the needle on it, was actually important work to do. When the right time, you know, as a compliance officer, you often have to let go of things because the timing isn't right. So this was one thing I let go of. Well, 8 months later, we had an audit request from CMS, and guess what their first request was? Give us a list of all people in your organization who have a compliance title. And so when that came up, we still had about 800 people that had compliance, and it moved. That's what helped me influence HR and the business leaders of, you know, we do not have this number of people. We have this number, and we have to be clear to CMS of our role clarity. So that's what opened the door for me then to get to that next level. And then we moved pretty fast, actually. We sat down with HR, we sat down with the business owners, we sat down with the key stakeholders, some of the employees, of what are some ideas of titles. And we did allow a little flexibility. So in some teams, they're called oversight. And in some teams, they like the in clinical, they like the title regulatory adherence. And so those are two of the, you know, and two of the main titles in the business that don't have the compliance word in it. And then once we got those two titles, other departments, then we said, pick one of these two. And do you want to be a oversight, pharmacy oversight team, so it didn't have compliance, or do you want regulatory adherence in your title? And so we gave them a little flexibility that they could pick what they wanted to do as departments. So we probably had four or five different groupings of titles, and we've pretty much come down to those, but they were self-selected by the business employees themselves. So it wasn't didn't feel like it was imposed on them by the compliance team. Our only rule was you can't have compliance in your title, but you can have, you know, the rest is up to you as a business as to what fits for you to be successful with your business partners. And I think that helped it too, that they didn't see us imposing you have to have this title. They wanted our help and what are some ideas, but we didn't say this is what it must be and this is what you have to do.
Well, it's great. I mean, giving them a choice obviously made it feel less like a mandate and something that they own. So how long was the whole process start to finish? I mean, after your 8 month sort of hiatus, once you dove in deep, how long did it take before you had everybody migrated over?
So I would say probably we're still working on it. I run a check every year because it is amazing how we fall back into that and they pop up. So I found out I hadn't run it for a while, and then I thought, I'm just going to see what's going on. And all of a sudden, we were up to about 250 again. So I would say, first of all, if you're going to do this, it's an ongoing challenge. You have new people coming in. People tune to their titles without permission and, you know, like to put different titles in their title line. So ongoing, but all in, it probably took a good, I would say, a year to be where we felt we were really clean and cleaned it up. Because it had to go through HR approvals, and then we had to change our employee codes and that type of thing. And then after that year, I now check it annually and run it each year to see how many have popped up. And there's always, like I said, the first year we were up again a couple hundred, and now we're usually around, you know, between 20 and 30 that pop up. And we have people now that call us and say, hey, the business is offering a compliance position, but it doesn't look like it reports into your team. Is that right? So a lot of times now we're getting it before it even gets posted because it's being self-policed by others because there's an awareness that compliance title should stay in the team. So we have business people calling us to say, is this in your team or is this in the business? Then we can get in front of it and say, can you change that title in there? That GL code, that's our employee code, that doesn't match. And they change it right in the system. So even before folks get in, there's clarity of which team they're coming in. Are they going into the business? Are they truly coming into the UAT compliance program?
Well, that's great. I mean, I love the fact that people at the business units now have started recognizing on their own when there's a problem area. So the big question is always, what's the impact? Has it made it easier to manage compliance, both from your perspective, sort of outward management, and then also from the employee perspective, knowing who to call if there's a problem?
Yeah, absolutely. And it role clarity has been, you know, one of the big impacts as well. You know, before what we would get is, well, compliance said it went through compliance and it was approved. And we'd all scratch our heads thinking, did anybody on our team approve this? And so business owners on up, as it was escalated, would ask, did it go through Jenny's compliance team? Yep, it went through compliance, when it actually didn't. And we would find that out after an issue came up and someone said, why didn't this get caught earlier? So by taking that compliance title and having clarity and getting it out of there, people are now able to say, well, it went through the business. It hasn't gone through compliance. We better get it over to compliance. So it was causing issues internally. And then when we'd self-report some issues to the government, they would say, how was it discovered? And we would say, well, it went through the business and they thought it went through the compliance program, but it really hadn't. And the government would come back to us and say, you know, that then indicates we don't necessarily have an effective program because people don't know where to go. So understanding how it reflected on the organization as well to an external stakeholder like the government, that it then called into the question the effectiveness of compliance program because of the role clarity. Those are the two stories we would tell as to what's the value proposition, both internally to the business, so people know it's gone through the right approvals, and then externally to our stakeholders, so that it shows that we do have an effective program and people do know where to take issues.
Well, and that's the best result of all, I think. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for taking the time to share your tale with us and give others hope that they too can clean up this title issues, which I'm sure many of them also face.
Adam, you may not hit the first time you try this, so be persistent. And it does take time and does take a lot of building relationships ahead of time to demonstrate what is the value to the organization. Because in organizations, changing titles is a lot bigger deal than you'd think when I first started out.
Yeah, definitely. People grow very attached to them. Well, thank you again for all the good advice. Thanks to all of you for listening. This is Adam Turtletaub saying we hope we expanded your compliance perspective. Have a very good day.